Many communities have been struggling with job losses and a sputtering economy, but quietly, Fargo, North Dakota has been flourishing. Fargo steadily has created jobs, and over the last few years, consistently has posted one of the nation's lowest unemployment rates. For a time, it was below 1%. One reason for the low unemployment is that North Dakota overall is losing population, but Fargo is growing and building a reputation for high-tech jobs and even hipness. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
North Dakotans are used to putting up with a lot. Their state's declining population, the changing farm economy, the extreme weather with high winds, snow, and sub-zero temperatures. But one thing many just can't stand is the bleak and quirky way their state was depicted in the 1996 film Fargo.
How's it look, Marge?
Well, he's got his gun on his hip there, and he looks like a nice enough guy. It's a real shame.
Yeah.
I guess the little guy sat in there waiting for his buddy to come back.
Yeah, it would have been cold out here.
Heck yeah. You think is Dave open yet?
Well, you don't think he's mixed up in the...
Oh, no. I just want to get Norm some night crawlers.
But there's at least one person in Fargo who believes the Coen brothers' film was good for her city. Karen Burgum owns and operates the Hotel Donaldson.
It drives me nuts when people are bummed out about it. Like, are you kidding? We'd never in our wildest dreams be able to afford that kind. And all it gives us is an opportunity to, you know, create a new memory, break a stereotype. I love it. No matter where I am, people know. And I think it's a great plus.
Burgum's upscale boutique hotel wouldn't be out of place in New York or San Francisco, but there are distinctive North Dakota touches. The restaurant's menu features foie gras and bison steaks. The cocktail lounge has a martini menu and beaver fur-covered bar stools. Each of the hotel rooms sport flat-screen plasma TVs and original artworks by an area artist. Burgum credits her hotel with helping change attitudes about Fargo among visitors and even longtime residents.
Not only does a place like the Hotel Donaldson get to have out-of-town people experience something that they're totally blown away because of the stereotypes they have about Fargo, but it's also something that people that live in the community can come in and enjoy and have ownership and take pride in.
Burgum's Hotel is just one component of a downtown revival here. The historic Fargo Theater is the site of an annual juried film festival. There are restaurants, clubs, art galleries, and increasingly, people downtown after work. A few blocks away from the Hotel Donaldson, workers are building luxury condominiums on the third floor of what used to be a tractor factory. Developer John Dolan says the condos will cost as much as $500,000 and have every amenity.
We got large windows that are going in. In the lofted area, we have about 18, 19 feet of solid glass windows. You know, we've got a lot of these heavy beams will be exposed.
Fargo's revitalization is spurred in part by tax incentives for people building or renovating in the city's downtown Renaissance Zone. Right now, there are about 60 projects underway here, and more taking place in the adjoining city of Moorhead, Minnesota, just across the Red River. Fargo's still a small city by most standards, just about 90,000 people, but for at least the last decade, it's been thriving, recently creating at least 1,000 jobs each year. Bruce Furness is Fargo's mayor.
When we first started back in 1992, we would have killed to get 25 jobs. 25 jobs was a big deal back then, so 1,000 jobs a year is highly significant.
While much of the rest of the nation experienced an economic downturn over the last few years, Fargo's economy has surged. Furness traces some of the growth back to Rosenbluth Travel's decision 10 years ago to build a call center here. Other companies followed, attracted by North Dakota's low wages and educated workforce. Some North Dakota call centers have now closed and moved elsewhere, but at least in the Fargo area, other industries are hiring. North of town, Phoenix International, now a division of John Deere, makes electronics for trucks, tractors, and construction equipment. Company Vice President Sally Bosch shows off the production line where Phoenix workers are making circuit boards.
This line that you see here is all surface mount technology, which is all the parts are laid on the board. You know, they come through here and either get glue or paste applied.
Across the street from Phoenix, another company, Alien Technologies, is building a plant to manufacture ultra-small radio frequency identification tags. All of the companies have ties to North Dakota State University, a school with a strong engineering program. Sally Bosch says the high-tech jobs in Fargo are convincing more people to stay and luring back some who have left.
These people went to work for, you know, large companies in Detroit or various places. And as they started to think about families and they wanted to get back closer to home, closer to their roots. And so we actually have had very good success in recruiting people back with some very good experience.
Although the news largely has been good here, the same can't be said for North Dakota as a whole. Although it has the lowest unemployment of any U.S. state, North Dakota ranks near the bottom in average wages and continues to lose population. State Agriculture Commissioner Roger Johnson says he believes those three things are connected.
I mean, if you're out of work in North Dakota and you're spending all your time looking for work and it's hard to find work, and you know you can get paid more if you find work in some other state, you know, I think the pressure is pretty strong to go somewhere else and look for work.
The dire reality of the state's demographics and economy has long been a fact of life here. Population peaked in 1930. For decades, the changing nature of agriculture has pushed people off the farm and away from rural communities, forcing them to seek jobs elsewhere, often out of state. State Economic Development Head Linda Butts says Fargo's growth is a sign that the long-term trend may be changing.
Some of the empirical evidence that we're seeing are, number one, births have outnumbered deaths for the first time in 10 years. We are finding that our wages are rising more rapidly than the national average, and we're finding that out-migration 3 years ago was about 4,700 people, and we have now slowed that to less than 74 last year.
Of special concern to Butts and others is out-migration by young people, the so-called brain drain. State officials are encouraged, though, by a recent study showing that an increasing number of North Dakota college students are choosing to stay in the state after graduation. And that's another reason why many in North Dakota are pleased that Fargo, of all places, is developing a reputation as a hip place to call home. Greg Allen, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.